These data, either data set, or either major finding, either an indolent or aggressive lymphoma, surprise you?
Well, I think that if you think biologically and say, well, what's going on in large cell lymphoma, it may be that you have to cure patients with the intensive therapy up front, and that simply just adding rituximab isn't going to cure anyone. But in both situations, we're left with the same exact thing. Patients respond well to the chemotherapy, their disease shrinks, and we know not everyone is cured. So everyone who has a high-quality remission has, at least some of the patients with large cell lymphoma have minimal residual disease, and we know all the patients with low-grade lymphoma have minimal residual disease. So it's a little interesting that you can see these improvements in outcomes with the maintenance in the indolent lymphoma, but not in the aggressive lymphoma. It may be that single agent rituximab isn't simply active enough to address the minimal residual disease, and so the future looks to add other things. There's going to be a large randomized trial for elderly patients who get a complete remission to rituximab and CHOP, and then they're going to be randomized not to get rituximab, but are going to be randomized to get radioimmunotherapy in the form of ibrutinib, tioxetan, or Zevalin. And this trial is going to ask the question, you know, if we can't address minimal residual disease with rituximab, can we address the minimal residual disease with a more active agent? Now, similar trials are actually being conducted in the indolent lymphomas as well. And what the data that have been presented have suggested is that when you add radioimmunotherapy, so you add an armed antibody rather than just a naked antibody, you can more effectively address minimal residual disease than with the naked antibody alone. But the naked antibody alone, at least in low-grade lymphoma, can push that relapse off far enough that it might have an overall survival impact.